we are, looking back through the files of the Bunyip once again, and this reading is for Wednesday, July 16, 2025. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And we're here in the Gawler Civic Centre, lower ground floor, Gawler Cultural Heritage Research Centre. A fine room with lots and lots of books and research. And Julie in the background, volunteering, doing her quiet work.
Yes.
So if she knows anything that we stumble on, she can always shout out to us. And I'll kick off with 150 years ago. A little commotion was caused at the Adelaide Lead on Saturday afternoon by the appearance of a mysterious party who appeared to be walking, warning of the, quote, wrath to come, end quote. He was respectably dressed in black cloth, was middle-aged and wore over his coat a white tunic or jacket, on the back of which was painted in large capitals, "Prepare to meet thy God." On the front of the, quote, vestment, end quote, other words were likewise painted, though their character was not ascertained. So he was a prophet of doom.
I think Adelaide Lead probably refers to a lead out in the Barossa Goldfields, because that was active, very active at that time.
Okay.
So it was probably a visiting pastor on the Adelaide on the Barossa Goldfields, I'm
assuming. The Adelaide Lead. Okay.
Yeah.
I might have to see if I can look up the trove and find that out.
Yes, I need to.
Yes. All right. Over to you.
100 years ago, Gawler's Recreation Park. To the editor, Sir, Gawlerites are justly proud of their park and sports ground, but through what appears to be a misunderstanding, the town is receiving severe criticism. The Gawler Cricket Association is composed mainly of clubs from the surrounding towns, and when these teams are engaged on the local, over there are quite a number of supporters, including a big proportion of ladies who come along expecting to be able to sit comfortably in their cars or other vehicles and enjoy the afternoon on Gawler's picturesque park. But what do we find? All gates chained and locked. Do the cricketers say to any other portion than the playing arena? It appears not. I had trouble with the wording of that one.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's the way they've transcribed it from, Trove. That's, I'm going to have to look up Adelaide Lead or Adelaide Lead, because there is an Adelaide Lead, but it's in Victoria.
Okay. My parents' house was built on top of a lead.
All
right. Caledonian lead.
Okay.
I was wondering.
There you go.
Yeah. That was common terminology in Ballarat, but not so common in South Australia.
Yeah. I'd have to come back next week.
Yes.
50 years ago, new planning study. This would be the Hignett one, I reckon. Mm-hmm. A comprehensive planning study of the northern metropolitan area will begin in August, the State Planning Office advised Gawler Town Council last week. To be successful, the planning office said, local government will need to be closely involved, and we would like the assurance of your council that a suitable officer can be nominated to work on the planning team as required. I think it was about 50 years ago that Hignett's study was conducted.
Probably would be, yes.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
Although that was really about Gawler.
25 years ago, Starplex to be opened. The Starplex development at Trinity College Gawler will be officially opened on Sunday by the Government of South Australia, Sir Eric Neil, as part of the annual Trinity Sunday celebrations at the school. Okay, that's unusual because I guess that was 1 year before Angus started, because for as long as Angus was there, or our sons were there, Trinity Sunday was in April, so they must have changed the date, I assume.
10 years ago, Xavier's big plans. A double court gymnasium and a student services hub will form a key part of a multi-million dollar redevelopment at Gawler-based Xavier College. The three-stage redevelopment is expected to cost more than $15 million and will provide improved learning facilities for staff and students. Principal Lynn Martin said the gymnasium and the hub will form stage two, the largest part of the project, estimated at around $11 million. And then there's a photograph of three people, an older person, it's not Lynn Martin, and then two students looking at plans and with feet on shovels and looking very workmanlike in their school uniforms. So
there's a bit of competition going on there, isn't there, Xavier and Trinity?
Oh, yes.
The big sports complexes.
Both big important schools.
Yes.
So that's
yes,
it, Jeanette.
Yes, that's it for this week. Until next week,
Kate. Until next week.
For all life's signs.